Offer.
Is this Will?
This is Nate.
Will, how are you? This is Nate Offert. I'm calling you in regards to a letter that you put preferred contact person as you, so I'm assuming you sent it in. You sent it back to my office. You wanted to get some information about mortgage protection in case of a death or disability or something were to happen that your home would be paid off or your payments would be made for you. Do you remember filling that out and sending it to me? Okay, awesome. And I just want to verify the information that you sent me, and then I'll work up some options for you and your wife, Deanna. You put down here your birth date is, I think it says 12/21/67. Is that right? And so you're 46 years young, you did not put any information on your wife, Will. I know Deanna, I have her name here, but what is her birthday?
1868.
And your loan amount you guys have down here is, let's see, where did you put it? $280,842. Is that a purchase? Oh, congratulations. And was it a 30-year term, correct?
Yes, it's a 5-year arm.
5-year arm, okay. What's the monthly payment, roughly?
Not sure.
You're not even sure?
No, I'm not.
Do you have a rough idea?
Let's just say $1,700.
Okay. And what was the concern for wanting to send this form back to our office? What were you looking for this coverage to do for you?
Financial security for my dependents.
Okay. Well, that was a good answer. How many children do you have?
3.
Oh, awesome. How old are they?
16, 14, and 12.
Oh, very cool. And what do you do for work, Will?
I'm responsible for veteran services for the Southwest region. What director role.
What kind of services did you say?
Veteran services.
Okay. Your phone was breaking up a little bit. And how about your wife, Deanna? Does she work too?
Yeah, she's a homemaker.
Homemaker. Are we looking on getting some coverage on both of you or just pretty much primarily on you?
It depends on the other way.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I'm more interested in a different type of product for my wife, more of an investment product.
Okay.
Myself, any type of regular term product or insurance we buy.
Okay. I'm looking.
My wife, I've locked it to have the cash value.
Okay. I'm glad you told me that. I can definitely put something together for you. My wife and I have the same exact thing for my wife where she has protection, but it's the product has cash value, but it's also earning a percentage of what the company, the actual insurance companies are profiting on. So it's a pretty awesome product. And just so you know, when I hang up the phone, my job is to go to shop for you. I represent you and your wife. I don't have a certain product to come out and sell you. I have access to 33 different carriers, so I'm not biased to any of them. So my job when I come out to your house is sit down and have a conversation, and I'll show you guys what you qualify for, and then you guys get to pick and choose and customize the coverage that fits your needs. And in terms of your health right now, neither one of you smoke, right? And what is your height and weight, real quick, Will?
6'8", 177.
How about your wife?
5'8", 148.
And what kind of prescriptions are you on, Will?
None.
None. How about your wife?
Right. None.
None. Any issues with high blood pressure? High blood pressure, heart attack. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
None.
Any major surgeries in the last or accidents in the last 5 or 10 years?
No, in the last 5 years.
Okay. What was before 5 years?
I'm talking about discarded.
Okay, not a problem. Was it a surgery or an accident?
And another thing, I'm not going to sit down with you to review any product.
Okay. Why is that?
My time is so limited that I cannot work
here. I hear you, brother. My time is very limited as well. I need about 10 or 15 minutes of your time to sit down with you. And the reason I have to do it, it does not require a medical exam. It is mortgage protection. They've basically, if you have a mortgage, you can qualify for it. And so what it does is I have to be able to sit down with you at your home, as dumb as it sounds, and verify that you are in the home, you are who you say you are, because there's a lot of fraud that goes on where people are trying to get mortgage protection because it also includes living benefits as opposed to just death benefits. So a lot of people want to be able to qualify what mortgage protection offers without a mortgage, and it's above and beyond what life insurance has to offer. So I need to be able to fit 15 minutes of your time, and within 10 or 15 minutes, you'll know if you want to talk to me more, and we can correspond via email after that and everything like that. So.
Okay, I will allocate 15 minutes to it if you can keep it to that.
9 or 10 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When are you home? Let's see. You are. Let's see. I'm looking at the map right now. You guys are in Wiley, like close to Wiley, like northwest of Wiley, right?
Yes, we are.
I mean, you're in Wiley, but you're up closer to the northwest side of it. When are you usually home from work? You said your time is extremely valuable, as well as mine is too. I got Tuesday evening or Wednesday evening that I can fit you in.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll let you pick. Okay. I have an appointment Wednesday from 3 to 4. Tell me on Tuesday again, just the afternoon slot you said on Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm good from 11:30 to noon.
Okay.
Or from 4 o'clock until 5:30.
Okay. Because, again, you know, I have no idea how long someone keeps me at home. I have an appointment before you. I can be there sometime between 4 and 5:30 for sure. Sometime between 4 and 5, probably closer to 4 o'clock. So, and will your wife be there as well?
Can you be 11:41?
I cannot on Tuesday, no. I'll push for it close to 4, but Will, I understand that, you know, just give me a little bit of wiggle room because there's no way of me telling if I'm in a home with a family and we're applying for something and it takes a little longer and they keep me there, I'm not going to just storm out of their house to run to the appointment. So I can be there between 4 and 5 o'clock, but I'm really going to shoot for 4 o'clock on Tuesday. I have to pick my son up at work at school at 3 o'clock, and so I have to do that as well. So I will shoot for 4 o'clock on Tuesday, and I need to have your wife there, please, Deanna.
Yeah, she will be here
okay.
as well, and we're flexible in that window, the 4 to 5:30. Just give me a ring, let me know when you're coming, but if you can keep it to 10 minutes, that'd be what we can allot.
Okay. I'd probably say I can't promise 10, I can promise 15 minutes. How about we settle right in between at 13 minutes? Will, I'm with you, brother. I am so busy all the time. It's like I can't even have 10 minutes to talk to anybody. So what's going to happen is I'm going to come out there. I'll go real fast. If you can handle me talking fast, I'm from Jersey. Hopefully you can. I think you can. And I'll lay it out there, right? And I'm going to have a little thing in 10 minutes. You're going to lay it out. And if you go, Nate, let's keep talking, I'll be available to talk to you. If you go, hey, you have zero interest, we'll walk up and leave and pack up my computer and we're good to go. But I think when I can show you what Deanna's policy is, yours is pretty simple. I think when you see what that is, you're going to want to talk a little bit longer. So I would maybe keep about 30 minutes open, but I won't be longer than 10. Is that fair?
Fair. I'll assure you after 10 minutes, I'm going to say, you know, that's all that I want to hear from now. But you can send together information by email.
Yep. All right. Well, I will see you Tuesday at 4. Right, we'll push towards 4 o'clock, okay?
All right. I'll place on my calendar for 4.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, it was a tough one. That was a guy who basically – this is something you're going to learn on the phone, guys. I'm happy. I'm chipper. I am booking my appointment. I'm going through, and I can just tell he's very short. His answers are very short. He's very concise. He seems really busy. So you'll notice I completely changed my tonality. I was going from my happy, hey, you know, then I started mirroring. It's called match and model or mirroring somebody. Now I've had people tell me I'm not going to sign anything and I get the application. I'll give you 10 minutes. I'll tell you right now, I ain't going to sit down with you. He's sitting down with me, okay? So you got to get really good, guys. It comes with practice. This isn't going to be easy. Because I'd like for you to hear the harder ones as opposed to the easy ones. Some guys are, sometimes they're laydowns. And again, no one's mad. No one's angry. The guy knows what he wants. So I'm going to be extremely prepared when I go there. I'm going to make sure that I'm not, I'm going to be very prepared. I'm going to have my stuff in my hand. I'll be ready to go. And we're going to shoot and fire. And I can guarantee he's going to let me be there longer, longer than 9 minutes. But, you know, you got to concise sometimes, and you got to be able to, you know, go with the flow and let these guys feel like they're in charge, because that's the type of personality he is. And when you start coming to our trainings, so the SWAT team training, the strategic wealth accumulation tactics trainings, you're going to start to learn how I just did what I did. You know, how I took some guy. I'm not going to sit down with you instead of match, model, mirror him, and I took control even though I let him feel like he was in control. So, again, guys, it doesn't happen overnight. We weren't all born to be on the phone overnight. It's from tons of calls, and that's why I'm doing these calls. You know, that's why we call a lot of the B leads over and over and over and over and over again. So you get practice. So you're not, you know, you don't want to be having that conversation with somebody your first time calling on a $26 lead and then be like scared to death. It goes in the trash. You know, you want to practice on those calls with the $2 lead or the $1, or the $3, or the $5. So